Welcome to a fresh, new, hot off the presses story and song podcast. I'm your host, Tim Heath. In this episode, we hear from Lewin Berenger and get the backstory to Turn Around. Remember, every singer-songwriter has a very personal backstory to the songs they bring to life. Without further delay, and in his own words, here's Lewin and Turn Around. That's great. Tell us about Turnaround. It's got that very ethereal feel to it.
I really like, there's this artist who I really adore. Her name's Daniela Andrada. Andrade? I never know how to say her name. Daniela Andrade. She's another YouTuber. She, like, now she has, like, more fame than just YouTube, but she's still a very popular YouTuber. And she's super creative. And her videos are really creative. And the songs are really interesting, and I'd just been like listening to her a lot, and I was like, I want to make one of those songs. Like, I want to make a song that sort of sounds, I mean, if you listen to this story and then listen to one of her songs and then listen to my song, you'd be like, okay, I understand. It's sort of that sound. And so I love that music. There's so many different artists that I like, but she was the one particularly, I remember, who sort of inspired, I did a few songs, or I've like copied videos that she's made sometimes, like for my Music Monday, because her videos are so simple, but they're really, really cool to watch. And you're like, oh, I could totally recreate that in my way and it'd be great, you know? So, yeah.
The whole craze of ethereal type sounding music is also to me a fairly recent one. I know there was a whole subculture that did it for a lot of years, but it only came on my radar when I noticed, and I've done a lot of gospel in my background, and leading worship at churches and things. Well, I noticed in recent years, a lot of the new brand of people that lead music at churches are really into creating these spatial, ethereal feels as they play the music. And so, anyway, that's was really when it came on my radar that it was really a thing that was happening, and it's quite interesting.
Bjork would probably be one of the best examples of like when it started hitting like the mainstream, you know. So like in the early mid '90s when her first album came out, I think was like '96 or something like that, '98 maybe. And well, there was like her, and then there was Enya, of course. Like, oh, yeah. Enya. Yep. Nobody should forget Enya. yeah, that whole ethereal thing, like, really, I mean, it definitely started in the 80s, took off in the 90s, and it's developed. I mean, it's, and then like a band like U2 comes around and starts blending those two atmospheres of like rock and sort of like these ethereal guitar sounds, at least in their case. 80s music definitely used a lot of keyboardy sounds, but yeah, it's an interesting, and now there's like Coldplay. It's not as heavy on the ethereal, but they definitely do that.
Well, I know if you're wanting to do it in a live sense and you've got a small band, you know, you have to tie in loopers to make this happen.
Yeah, I got to have to, or you got to have tracks playing.
Yeah, mostly I see people with loopers doing it these days. I don't see backing tracks too much.
It's weird. I've only, like, anytime I do, and I did it, well, I guess last year I played with a band. It was all just like the engineer had backing tracks. I was subbing guitar gig.
Oh, okay. And they had,
everything was like coming in and on the in-ears, and I could hear the whole mix. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Sounds just like help.
I've interviewed a few people that are particularly good at looping, and they have.
Oh, if it's that, I mean, yeah, if you're making loops, then that's what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you done any looping? Do you have a looper? Do you have?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've used loops in my songs, and yeah, I used to make loops out of tape.
Yeah. Echoplexes were they ruled the day at one time, the tape echoplexes. Yeah.
I had a Roland Echo, Space Echo, the RE201. Yep. Yeah. I had one of those for a little bit, and, no, but like in audio engineering class, I remember like we had, I think it was like experimental audio class or something like that. And we were supposed to make tape loops, and my tape loop, I believe, was probably somewhere like 10 or 15 feet long. And I had to have it like, I had to do it super late at night in the building, so no one was walking around. so they wouldn't, like, the wind of them walking wouldn't twist the tape. And then I had like a bunch of microphone stands with the booms all horizontal, and then I had the tape loop sort of running along the that as it came in and out of the machine. It was like the longest loop ever, and that was sort of my joke. It was sort of a joke because like everybody did these like little tiny loops, so it was like really hard to identify where the loop was or when it was. So I was like, I want to make a super long loop that it's like really like, when is this thing gonna loop? I wanted to see the look on my teacher's face when he realized that, like, oh, this is actually a loop. Oh my God.
The Beatles have some stories about doing that same thing, stretching out
like the seagull tapes and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like it's a new thing, but like the new brand of looper pedals, for example, are so developed, highly developed in what you can do.
Just
amazing. Anyway, let's get to Turnaround.
Yeah.
Great song. Love it. So I was just noticing on this song about the 30-second mark to go in the song. I was hearing the what you were doing in it. And again, started to remind me of the how Boston starts out one of their songs, you know, with that swirling. Great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, I sort of forgot that one, like all those like clicking and ticking sounds. That's me. Like I did loop some of that, like me just going, or like I took like the old like the guitar cable going into my amplifier and just like putting it on my hand and making buzzing sounds and that stuff like that.
Okay, so you're doing a lot of experimental music then.
On that one, yeah. I mean, that was definitely, I was like, I got to do something that doesn't, you know, it's not, I know how to do it. So I was like, I might as well do it. I was trained how to do it in college. Might as well use the knowledge.
Sure.
It was fun. Super, super, super fun to me.
That was a wonderful story and an amazing song by Lewin Berenger. For the complete interview with Lewin, go to localopenmic.com or follow the link in the show notes to go directly to his episode. It's easy to become a fan of Lewin Berenger. Click the follow button for the Story and Song podcast and get notified each time a fresh story and song is published. Thanks for listening this far. For the Story and Song podcast, I'm your host, Tim Heath.